anybody that, say, might be around 45, 50, 55, something like that, that was born here and from a family, you know, who two or three generations here.
Yeah, I just told him, my man's a big talker, and he can cover a lot of ground. He's a big, fat man.
Uh-huh.
Right over in front of the funeral home, there's a filling station.
Uh-huh.
And he takes in a lot of these ball games and things. He's running that filling station.
Mm-hmm.
He's making a lot of money or something, but now I don't know what he's making it at. His name's Early.
Early?
He owns that filling station right over in front of a music funeral home in Homerville.
Mm-hmm.
If you run up to him, he can tell you about a lot of things.
Uh-huh. Do you know he was born here?
Yes, he was born here.
And from a family that was from here?
Yeah, me and his daddy's first cousins.
I see. Early, about how old is he, you know?
Well, I imagine he's in his late 30s or early 40s. I imagine 30s, mm-hmm. late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a daughter about 16.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I like to talk to somebody that likes to talk a lot. It'd be like,
well, he thinks so. And he goes about all these sports. He's interested in all of them. And he don't think nothing about going to Atlanta or Jacksonville to a ball game.
Mm-hmm.
He goes further than that if he takes notes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I certainly do.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking to you.
I enjoyed it too, I certainly have. And
Iverson's daddy is a man that there ain't too many like him.
You know, I can't
get feeble, but his memories is wonderful at his age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a pretty interesting fella. I went over to talk to him this morning, but I think I woke him up or something. Because it was It was pretty hot. It was a little before 10 o'clock, you know, but he was a little cranky this morning, so I went over to see Iris and...
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, his wife's in a very serious condition. She mm-hmm. can't get about anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people says that's a them. That's their mother. Folks' his mother was a
mm-hmm.
And then good people could kill you. You have to kind of know which way to rub them.
Yeah. I think I might have rubbed him a little bit the wrong way, because he seemed like a real friendly fellow, but he just, you know.
He must have been just feeling bad, because he's pretty good
mm-hmm.
fellow to get along with. He married me and my wife.
Uh-huh.
He just started out preaching back then. And here just not too many years ago, one night there's a corpse there in the funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
We've been over there, and we started out, he'd come out with us.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we've all known one another all our lives. And he said to us as we was walking to the car, he said, "Who married you all?"
Yeah.
And I said, "You did." I said, "Heck, you got me in all this trouble and now forgot it this quick." I said, "I showed him." And we had our 50th wedding anniversary 4 years ago last February.
Mm-hmm.
And we met and invited him to come.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, but he says, "Now, I'm getting old and I might forget," says, "on that day, if you ain't heard nothing out from me," says, "call me." Says, "I'll be there if I don't forget it." And said, "Well, call me that morning." And I said, mm-hmm. "I would."
Mm-hmm.
But way before I thought about calling him, he called and says, "Is this the day?" And I told him, "Yeah," but he said, "I'll be there." So him and his wife both come.
That's good. His son's a really nice fella.
Yeah, he's a nice fella.
He's good though. Well, let me get this stuff together here.
I'll stay as long as you will.